The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Pete, it's been a whole week and it feels like a month. I've missed you. And I genuinely have missed you.
I've genuinely missed you. Where have you been? What have you been doing? Tell me everything.
Would you really like to know?
You look radiant.
Thank you. I feel a little bit higher today.
Why, you sat on a pillow?
Exactly.
What do you mean you feel higher?
No, I just had a good week. You know when you just have a good week?
Oh, you, right, okay.
I just feel like, yeah, but...
You're not off your tits whilst doing the radio show.
Well, does caffeine class as being off your tits?
I'm on iced tea this morning.
Wow. Are you okay?
I'm posh.
Iced tea?
Just iced tea.
Was it a heavy week then?
Yes.
Is that right?
Oh. Very heavy. Very heavy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I've aged about 20 years, babe.
You don't look it, but is that why the hat's on? Because it's like, I'm just going to go for the look today of...
Yes. And do you know what this hat always reminds me of?
Go on.
It's the Yuri hat.
I was going to say the same. Yeah, it is. Yep. Okay, so it's going to be a good show today then.
It's going to be a good show. Whenever I've got this hat on, it's a good fucking show.
Nice.
So this week's show then, if you're listening, then you probably know what you're listening to. It's the dating show with myself and the wonderful, the beautiful, the amazing Cece Coleman. You enjoyed that, did you?
I did, yeah.
Yes. Our subject is maintaining the spark.
I'm interested in this one. I want to hear your thoughts.
It's going to be a good one. As you know, we are sponsored by Happn. Happn are a great dating site, believe in fate and all sorts of things. So you need to check out Happn. You can download the app on the mobile app store. Make sure you do it. Because now everything's open. You can get back out there. You can get back out dating, and Happn's the one that's going to help you do it.
Yeah, and you might find me on there.
There is a very good chance you could end up on a date with Cece.
Strong chance.
Very strong chance.
Been out there.
Just putting it out there.
Every week I put out there.
If you've got a pulse, you've got a chance. So before we go on to the subject.
Yes.
We need a wonderful dating news. Cece,
are you not going to give me a sex book this week then?
I was just about to say, tell him what time it is.
Oh, I was going to say, it's the time I wait for every single week, which is you to educate me and share something that I haven't learned already.
Well, this one is not as dirty as normal. I'm drinking iced tea.
Okay.
This is actually useful. I think you'll like this one.
Okay.
So today's sex book term, glamboozled, which I just like as a word anyway.
Is it when you're absolutely off your nut, but you still look glamorous, even though you're boozed to hell?
No.
Okay.
Glamboozled, right?
Come on, then.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's when you are all glammed up for a date. You spend hours sitting the hair, putting on your best clothes, getting all that stuff done, and then the date cancelled or you're ghosted at the last moment.
Oh.
Been glamboozled, as in bamboozled, but glamboozled.
Have you ever had anyone do that to you?
No.
Have you ever done that to anyone?
Yes.
I think I knew the answer anyway.
Have you ever had it done to you? Have you ever got ready for a date? Have you been all glammed up, ready to go? You know, you're at home, you've got the wine going, the music playing, you're getting all ready, and then you either get a last minute text to say, nah, fuck that, I ain't doing it, or I can't come, or something's happened, your cat's died, or whatever. Or have you just been ghosted?
I think I sort of had it done. You know, when you're sort of expecting it and you think, I don't think this is going to, I like a confirmation on the day text. So say you're chatting on the apps and then on the day off, I need that confirmation that like, cool, see you at 6 or whatever it is. If I don't get that, I start to think, So then if I either send a message and don't get a response, I'll get ready anyway. So this did happen about 2 years ago, I think. And I thought, I can't wait to go out with myself tonight. I got really excited about, the prospect of going out on my own. I was in a really good mood and I thought, either way, I'm going to find a date. Even if I don't meet the date that I'm planning on, I'm going to find a date regardless.
This is why I just love you. I just love you.
I sat there and I had espresso martinis and I was just so fucking happy. He did actually turn up in the end, but after some prodding and like, I think he probably felt quite excited that I was just chilling on my own, getting drunk as well. So,
listen, if a girl said that to me, I'll be there with fucking bells on.
Well, you did, and it went well.
But listen, if you do get glamboozled, if you have already got ready, just go out and do a CC and just
do it.
Take in the world, do a bit of people watching, and you never
people
know.
People watching, yeah. There's a lot to be learned from that. That's one of my favorite. I call it a hobby, actually. I really know. Enjoy just
you and I have discussed this before. We both love it.
Yeah, it's very nice. I was thinking of a place that I went to at the weekend, but I can't remember what it was called now, so I won't bother.
Well, hold on. Actually, whilst we're on this note, were you in Essex?
Oh, so I thought...
You're going to fucking fall out?
Oh, hold on. Well, no, I actually wasn't. So I thought I was going to Essex last week to an event. So I plastered all over my gram. I'm going to Essex. I'm in Essex. Night out in Essex. Only to realise when I got to the event that I was in Kent.
Oh, a completely different county.
Yeah. So, no, I wasn't in Essex. Otherwise, I was thinking, like, what can I do tonight? What? Oh, Pete! But I wasn't there. I was in Kent.
Okay. Well, fine. I'll forgive you for that.
You okay?
Just listen, you were in my bad books for a minute. I just remembered it. But as you were in Kent, I will allow it.
What's weird. Next?
Tell
weird.
Me.
Weird. Weird fuck. Weird
wonderful.
Fuck and wonderful.
Weird and wonderful. It's a weird and wonderful day, you know. Do you want to kick us off? Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to start us off with this guy.
Oh, so, if you don't know Cece by now, which I'm sure you will do, you can tell by her tone, she's not happy.
No, I'm not.
She's not happy.
Guy.
How unhappy are you?
Fucking 4 out of 10 unhappy.
She's a 4 out of 10, guys. She's a 4 out of 10. This is big.
Yeah, this is fucking big. So, man, Tinder, profile, roasted. As he says that girls must be 8'5".
No.
I'm lying. No. They don't. I was going to say that's fucking tall. But
fucking
I'm just going to change it. Right, I'm changing it. So
I would love it if this was actually. Let's just do it your way because it sounds funnier.
So my way is a guy says that all women have to be 8'5", up to 10, to be good enough to date him. I'm joking. They don't. They have to be an 8 out of 10. That's
yes.
Right, isn't it? 8 out of 10 to date him. Fucking hell.
They have to be at least an 8.5 or to a 10 to be able to date him. So 8.5 and above. If it was an 8.5 foot, then he would be dating giraffes.
Well, each to their own. Does that even exist? A woman of 8 foot?
No. No, I think the tallest man in the world is about 7'9", 8 foot.
Is he?
I think so, yeah.
Imagine you standing next to that.
Why would you bring up my height?
I'm sorry. So it was too easy.
That was such a cheap
that
shot.
That was cheap. Do you know what?
Low blow.
Thrown up in my mouth. Sorry.
Yeah, well... I hope you're... Just say sorry again.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's all right. I'll forgive you.
Right, back to this fucking guy. 8.5. So you have to be 8.5 out of 10 to date this guy. So a man wrote that looks by far are a woman's most important asset on his Tinder profile, and he has been mocked after a screenshot of his profile was shared to Reddit. Reddit is like our go-to, isn't it, every week? In his bio, 41-year-old Paul boasted that he'd had sex with some of the most beautiful women in the world and said he needed something nice to keep his attention, as women who he didn't consider beautiful weren't worth his time. He also wrote, "I see average and ugly women every day. Everywhere I go, why would I want to associate with more of them on dating sites? Fucking hell, Paul." Unsurprisingly, Paul was roasted after his profile was shared on Reddit with the sarcastic caption, "Paul, a true keeper." One person commented, "Slept with some of the world's most beautiful women, yet none of them stuck around on his Tinder. That's why he's on Tinder. It says it all to me."
Right. Ooh. I have read this story earlier in the week and I've actually seen a picture of Paul.
Oh, yes. Please share. Campus vibes.
No, not necessarily. Paul is not a terrible looking bloke.
Okay.
Bit of a muscle Mary. Do you know what I mean? Likes the gym and all that sort of stuff. He's not a terrible looking bloke. I would love to know, firstly, some of the world's most beautiful women. Listen, beauty is objective completely. What you find beautiful and what I find beautiful might be two different things. What he finds beautiful might be very different to what someone else finds beautiful. And to be honest, Paul sounds like a wanker. What is he, CC?
He's not just a wanker. He's a big
wanker. He's a big fucking wanker. He is. He's a big fucking wanker.
He's a big fucking wanker.
Yes, we don't like Paul. No. Just sounds like an absolute knob. I mean, listen, I'm not one of them that thinks it's all about personality, because I do think you have to be attracted to someone.
Yeah, agreed. But like you said, it's objective. But I'm so interested that you've now seen a picture of him. What would you rate him in your... This is obviously your view, out of 10.
Listen, from the neck down, the geezer had a good body, but his face was bang average.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he obviously goes to the gym and looks after himself and that, but his face is bang average and he's got the personality of a fucking peanut. So,
Should we just leave it there then?
Yeah.
Let's just leave it. I think he's been roasted enough. I mean, the fact that we're bringing him up.
He's a roasted nut. He's a roasted peanut.
He is a fucking roasted nut.
And a big fucking wanker.
And a big fucking wanker.
So, listen, let's... The next one...
We just insult people, don't we, on the show?
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck him.
And also, Georgia from last week from Bristol, I hope you're okay. And I just want to apologise again. Let's move on.
Sorry, Georgia.
This is probably one of my favourite stories we've had so far.
I haven't read it, so I'm gonna just watch you. I'm going to watch your lips move.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, now just listen to this headline. Yeah?
Yeah, listen.
Are you ready? Do you want to take a little sip of your drink first?
I can do it with my eyes closed. It's all right.
Okay, all right. You ready? All right, close your eyes. Come on. Just get in that peaceful moment. And
all right,
listen.
A minute. Go.
I'm gonna do it in sexy voice as well.
Oh, fuck's sake, go on, go.
Nature lovers horrified as dogging bird box full of free condoms appears at beauty spot. Visitors to a popular wildlife reserve in Leon C, Essex, was surprised to find a bird box filled with free condoms and wet wipes. Oh. The box was set up by sexual health campaigners who wanted to encourage safer sex in known dogging hotspots. Ron, 78, who is a regular visitor of the nature reserve, says the council-funded bird boxes are a waste of time.
Firstly, fucking wrong.
A waste of money. We've discussed dogging many a time before on this show. Yeah. We've discussed everything. I think it's a great idea.
I do. Do you know what the part that makes me feel a bit sick is? I don't know why. Like, the free condoms are fine. It's just the wet wipes. It's just the thought of the spillage and the mess and the goo and the...
Listen, if you're dogging...
Shit.
If it's the stringy shit... What the... Sorry.
Don't,
this has just brought up a whole new topic.
You don't know what I'm on about. No, you know, just mess.
I'll be honest, my cum does not do that.
Just mess, you know, it's just messy. Just the wet wipes means it's messy. Like,
Well, of course it's messy. If you're on your knees in a car park getting spunked on by four geezers, I imagine it is going to get quite messy. You know what I mean? I imagine a wet wipe is exactly what you want at the time.
That's not my idea of dogging, is getting spunked on by four men in a park.
What would you say? Six, seven men?
No, I'd like one on one.
Just one?
Just one. I'm happy with one.
So if you were to go dogging, Cece, then it would just be with the one.
Oh, Peter.
Firstly, what I love about this is Leon C is in Essex. It's actually a really beautiful place right by the seaside. It's actually quite... parts of Leon C are really posh.
I think I've been there, actually.
Yeah, there's a really good pub there called the Peter Boat.
Do you own it?
No. I wish I did, though.
Just say yeah. Yeah, Pete owns the Peter Boat.
It is my boat, Peter's good. Boat, Peter good. Boat, the Peter Boat.
Got you, first time, yeah. You love the sound of your own name, don't you?
Boat. I think I broke for a minute. So Ron 78, he's not a dogger.
His name, he's just...
Ron 78, he's just a regular visitor to the nature reserve where everyone dogs. He's not a dogger, though.
Regularly visits.
With binoculars
dogging.
And a torch. Yeah, just regularly goes there. And certainly.
Well, doesn't mean he's dogging, it could mean he's viewing if he's got.
That is still part of dogging, though.
Is it? What if you're just watching?
Dogging isn't always just taking part. Sometimes.
I love that you know so much, Pete. It's just fascinating.
So when you do pull up to these places in your car, apparently, Depending on what you flash your headlights, tells people what you want.
Right.
So I think however many flashes means I'm fucking come watch me. Some flashes mean I just want to watch. Or some mean there is just me. I'm here solo. Does anyone want to join?
But you don't know how many flashes each one means. Is that?
It's too far. I want to join. It's three. No, I don't. I don't actually know. But yeah, that's dogging. I love that we spend so long talking about dogging. It really makes me happy.
I know. I feel like I'd need to do it a little bit more just to get my knowledge up. Because sometimes you have to just try things a bit more, don't you, to really know.
Another thing about this story, though, imagine how pissed off the birds are. Do you know what I mean? Their house is now just full of condoms and wet wipes.
I didn't really think of it in that way, but well, I was still thinking about the stringy cum. But yeah, the birds must be pissed off because of that.
Exactly. But also, how pissed off would you be if you put your hand in the bird box expecting to get a wet wipe and then you end up wiping jizz off your fucking cock with a sparrow?
Okay, then I have got another question.
I thought you might.
Why would you come in the bird box? Why wouldn't you? If it's not,
you don't come
in. Exactly. You don't come in the
bird. You don't. Oh, for fuck's sake, Cece. You don't come in the bird box.
You come in your car, don't you?
The bird box has got wet wipes
cleaning
and condoms.
Stuff. Yeah,
in it.
I know. Yes. But you were the one that said you put your fucking sparrow in there and it's all jizz-like.
No, I said imagine reaching in to the bird box to grab a wet wipe. Right. And actually, because it's a bird box, there's a sparrow in it. So you actually grab a sparrow and wipe your cock with a sparrow instead of a wet wipe.
Oh, I thought you meant a willy was a sparrow. Like,
no, a dick is a dick. A sparrow is a fucking bird.
There's many other words that can be used for a penis.
Sparrow?
Well, I didn't listen.
If anything, I'm more like a...
You boys say, go on, get on me old sparrow. I don't really know. No one's ever said it to me, but...
If anything, I'm like a soaring eagle.
Okay. So,
or an albatross or a pelican.
Are we done on this subject?
Yeah.
Okay. We can go back to it. I'm more than happy to because it does fascinate me.
Should we discuss dogging later tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. Should we have a little?
Yes.
We'll have a fun call. So, dogging. I've done some research.
Okay.
If you ever do see me and Cece in a car with binoculars, don't worry. Mind your own business.
No, exactly. We are doing what you think we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's have a chat.
Let's have a chat.
So,
a little chin wag.
Let's have a chin wag. I'm just gonna throw it out there to you. So, you are in a relationship. And
am I?
At some point in your life. Oh. Let's hypothetical. Okay. So you're in a relationship. You are 6 months in, right? So honeymoon is starting to like. Things are starting to get a bit. And I'm talking sexual now. I'm not talking about everything. I'm just talking purely about sex. What would you do to still make your partner feel comfortable? So it's not saying, you know, you just got shit and boring in bed. What would you do to sort of increase that or make things continue excited to continue?
I find this a bit of a tough one because I've got certain opinions on it.
Oh, okay. Cool then.
I think when the spark is gone, it's very hard to get it back. I really do. It doesn't matter what you try. I do think it is quite hard to get back. I always said that I wanted to find someone that I don't have to try to have a spark with. It's just there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I have dated people for a long period of time where there's always been that sexual tension, chemistry and whatever else. And even now when I'm not dating them, whenever I see them or whenever you see them, you've still got that kind of weird thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
That's what I want in someone that I spend the rest of my life with. I want that thing all the time where I just think, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And I've been with people where that's all great, but a honeymoon stage and, you know, different things take its toll, work, job, you get comfortable, whatever else, and the spark goes. And I've had people try and be sexy and do things they think that I want them to do because they think that's going to increase the spark. And it's just probably the most unsexy thing I've ever seen in my life. The only thing that's ever worked for me, and I think I told you this before, is if you do lose a bit of a spark, which I don't think you should, if it's the right person, I don't think you should. That's just my opinion on it. I think I told you this before, is we pretended we didn't know each other in a bar.
Okay, well, that is a way of keeping the spark, yeah.
Yeah, we pretended we didn't jump and we had a really good night, but then it just went back to...
role play, basically.
Yeah, yeah, but then it just went back to fucking normal anyway. I just think it's very hard once you do lose that to get back, because it becomes a chore.
Do you think that's maybe a little bit unrealistic, though, to think that
probably,
in 5 years you're still going to be having that type of sex and spark at the start?
It's not about having that same type of sex. Because listen, when you first get with someone or you first start dating someone, you generally you fuck like rabbits, don't you? You're just constantly at it, and then obviously it doesn't. You can't maintain that level of fucking. No. But you still have to just, I don't know, it's that kind of, I always said now my presence, my type is presence. Mm-hmm. I think I've said that to you before. But the spark is probably one of the most important things if you are going to continue dating someone. Because if you get bored of someone, and I just don't think you should get bored of someone that you really want. I just want to really want someone. And that might be unrealistic, but if you are getting bored sexually,
I get it. I really, really do. It's very interesting hearing you say it, because there's parts of me that want to agree, but I feel like, well, it's not that I don't agree. I just think I've had to become a bit more realistic about it, because if I thought that I was going to have the same, like that when you first meet someone, there is no feeling like it, right? Everything about it and all of it, the sex, the just being with that person, being close to them, being in their presence, just being around them is just fucking fun, and you just want that feeling all the time. And I will admit that I have chased that feeling months down the line and then questioned and gone, why are we not, you know, where's the spark, where is that feeling gone? And it's just that I don't think it's sustainable to keep that same feeling. And I don't think I don't think it's achievable to be able to have that same feeling, because it's in the past for a start. So it's what you have in the present and what you do to keep or to try. And the thing is, that's what I think is beautiful about love, is that you go from that and then those feelings do change, and maybe you're just not shagging because it's lust. You then go into now making love, and then you are like, oh, the sex is so different when you're making love. But so that's upgraded. Go on.
But that's still a spark. That is, I'm not saying the spark is that thing where you're like, when you first meet someone, you constantly, but you've still got that thing where anything that happens, they're the first person you want to tell, or you still want to be in, or you can go on a night out and it's, you know, let's say you have a date night once a week and you look at them and think, fuck me, you are fucking unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like that spark, that's not the same as when you start. And I think the spark develops in different ways and becomes more than just a sexual thing. And it's that whole thing where you are just, it's not hard to be with someone. I think as soon as it's hard to be with someone, do you know what I mean? It's the same. The same as love. If it's hard to love someone, it shouldn't be hard to love someone. It's hard to make a relationship work. If you love someone, you love someone. Do you know what I mean? And it's the same. If you fancy someone, and then you fancy them, and that might change. It's not going to be like you're fucking like rabbits the whole time, but it's them moments where you still think, fuck yeah, look how fucking lucky I am. That's still having a spark. When you get into the position of, oh, I've got to go on a date night. Oh, fuck, man, I'm going to have to bang now. So you just start getting in that same fucking, you know, fucking thing where it's, then what's, that's gone.
If I'm being on the receiving end of that, you know, if you knew your partner was just like, oh, you just, it is, there isn't, you know, that it, two people have to want it. And that's the thing. If you want it, then you work on those bits. You know, I've said this 1,000 times, you know, I was with someone who we both wanted it, but just didn't know how to be together. So we went to therapy, couples therapy, and we tried to work through what we can change to keep that thing for each other. Because we had it there. I don't want to go into too much detail, but, you know, there was a lot there, but there was also a lot missing, and we couldn't figure that out. So I think you just have, it's about, I've always said this, those communication and checkpoints. It's not like you say, right, 6 months now, should have a checkpoint and a chat. It's when it feels right that you both come together and check in where you're both, how you're both feeling, making sure you're still on the same page. That's a big thing. Because if one of you is like left the relationship and you haven't talked about it, that's not fair for the other person to think that you're going in the same direction. So having those check-ins and doing things, going on holiday, taking time out, you know, if you have kids, sending them to granny and grandpa, whatever it is, doing those things that are They're tiny, but they make such a difference. Quality time. Also spending time apart. You know, what we tend to do when we get in a relationship and we're really into someone is we just like, I want to see you, I want to see you, I want to see you. And then, you know, 5 days on the trot and you're like, shit, I've done no me time, no nothing. And that's when you're chasing the feeling because you always want that chunky bit at the start. But I think spacing it out and actually putting yourself first is one of the most important things you can do to keep a spark, knowing what you need. I know I need my own time. You know, I can't be with someone 24/7. I need a bit of me time. I need to go to yoga. I need to chill the fuck out, sit on the couch. That for me is self-love. And if I'm not doing those things, which I've definitely been guilty of because I've just thrown myself in right at the start, then the relationship suffers.
Yeah. I completely agree with you. I just think this initially when you think spark, you just think it's about fucking. It's about sex. But it's not. For me, the spark is just, it's that still that having that feeling of excitement or wanting to be around someone or wanting to spend time with someone. That's still having a spark. Does that make sense?
And yeah, I think, it does.
And I think when you do get further down into a relationship or whatever, things do become less exciting because you're both dealing with work or you get comfortable or whatever else. But it is having the moments, like you say, to have a date night. You should be excited about doing that. I don't care if you've been with someone fucking 3 months or 20 years. When you get a date night, you should be like, oh, fuck me, I can't wait for Friday because the kids are away or whoever's away. I get to go out with fucking the love of my life or whatever. We're going to have a fucking mad night and fuck like rabbits.
Yeah.
That's great. That is, and you don't have to do that every fucking night like you do at the beginning of a relationship, but it's still having that thing where you actually, when you spend time or you give time to that relationship, you think, fuck yeah, look how lucky I am.
Well, I think that
does that make sense?
Absolutely. And it goes down to both making an effort.
Yeah.
Because things slip, you know, we know they do it. Like as a woman, you know, you're like, you turn up and you're literally fucking head to toe done. And then however long in, you're like, oh, I could probably get away with not shaving my legs. All those little things, once you start to let one thing slip, which is natural, and we do become comfortable and no makeup and all the rest of it, but it's still keeping, you know, still trying, still making an effort. That's, I know I've done both in a relationship, gone too far the other way and probably not relaxed enough in others. But it's important to find.
And I think spark is kind of a bit cliche, isn't it? When people go, oh, just it wasn't that spark. It is cliche, but I do think that's a thing, that thing where you can both just click on, and it's not just on a sexual level, on any level, about anything. It's just somebody, I just want, in my head, and, you know, my ideas of relationships and whatever else, as we have discussed many, many times, are fucking probably fairy tale and never going to happen. But I just want someone for the rest of my life that makes me excited and feel genuinely just so lucky to have them.
I love that and I get it. I don't want to shit all over what you just said. Just feel it's also quite a lot of pressure, right? Imagine if you said that. Imagine if we were dating and you said that to me. I'd think, oh, that's quite a lot of pressure on me to be like, to keep you that, to keep you excited.
No, well, that's only because I do think that there is someone for everyone. I think a lot of people don't end up with that someone.
Agreed, definitely.
And I think that's probably when you have to work a lot harder. But I do still have this thing in my head where I think there's so many people in the world. There is someone for everyone. I don't care if you're eternally single or you're constantly dating or whatever else. Mm. There are two people you just... I had that in my head.
I do as well. I don't know if maybe I'm coming from the other side of it where I've just been so like let down that I'm like, wow, you know, you find the nuances, you find the new things, you find little bits that you know, it's not that you settle for less, but I can only go from my journey, right? And that is learning along the way of trying to keep a spark for me is really about finding new things about that person that excite you. And I definitely find new things the more time I spend with them and the more I give, so that if I can let my walls down, they get in a bit and then I get to be with them a bit more. So you're then sharing this sort of, the bond is deepened.
Connections are different, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then you will always, you will spend your whole life learning about someone because you'll never know what someone's
thinking. Which is great, I think. It's fucking awesome.
So
that's
do I.
The spark, right?
Exactly. And that's the thing, anyone you meet, you'll spend your life getting to know them. For example, you and I, we could be friends for the rest of our lives. And in 10 years' time, you'll say something to me. I think, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you spend your life getting to know people. And but I think it's just, I don't know. I maybe I have got a kind of warped view on it, because I do understand that you know, things are never the same as what they are when you first meet someone. But I think it really comes down to how much you both want it.
And it's absolutely.
As soon as one doesn't, then that's when it gets, or as soon as one thinks, oh, I'm not sure about this, or do you know what? I don't know if this is right for me. That's when the idea of the spark and trying to resurrect or continue a spark becomes quite cringy for me.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? If it's not two people that really want it, and you've got one who's a bit, and then the other one overcompensates and then really tries to create this spark by being sexier than ever, or you know, you're getting home from work and they're in underwear and that, and like that's great if you want that. But if you don't, it becomes quite cringe, and actually it probably sends you the other way.
Yeah, I totally
do you know what I mean? So I think you're right. So communication and checkpoints and knowing where you both are.
It's off. Yeah, it's just about communication. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, Pete, I'm going to put a twist on today. Yes. I hope you're okay with it. As unusually, well, yes, anyway.
Do I have a choice?
No.
No.
So I would like to play the quick fire questions with you, but the CC-advised version.
CC-advised.
I just came up with that all by myself.
You are a clever little bunny.
Tell you what, the coffee has kicked in. Right, I'm going to start you nicely. Are you ready? So these are, in case you don't know, in case no one knows, these are quick fire questions. So we want just quick, snappy answers.
Okay.
If you'd like to expand, I mean, I'd happily watch you talk. But, okay, so first one, date night in or date night out?
Date night out.
Kissing or cuddling?
Kissing.
Believe in ghosting or not?
Oh, I said I weren't going to expand.
Quick question.
No,
Pete.
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay.
But I do it.
Okay. Dream job or dream partner?
Dream job.
Condom, no condom.
Oh, always condom. Practice safe sex.
One night stand or relationship?
Oh, wow. At this present moment in time for my life, I would like a relationship.
Giving or receiving?
Receiving.
Big spoon or little spoon?
Big spoon.
That's all.
Oh, yeah. When I say receiving, I mean, listen, I like to have a good time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's gifts. That's and what it is.
Sorry. I thought we were talking about whether I wanted a blowjob or I had to go down on her.
That's why I put it in there at that particular time, so we knew that it was about having a blowjob.
Yeah, but ladies, if you are listening, I am also happy to munch the rug.
Right then.
So,
do you think that'll make the cut?
Probably not. No, but I enjoyed it.
Munch the rug. Whoa, what a fucking way to put it.
Well, I didn't know how else. I mean, what do you want to?
Okay, I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna expand on this one. Fuck it. So I'm gonna say this. Oh, that's quite pretty and nice.
I thought you'd like that one.
But I will say, I think vaginas are quite fucking disgusting. I mean, I don't think they're the most pretty flowers.
I think, I like vaginas.
What? Okay. How far we can go, really? I know we can go low, but can our listeners really
probably not?
No,
But listen, as a geezer who has obviously, for anyone that wants to know, got a dick, dicks aren't attractive. Let's be honest.
I prefer that to a vagina, I have to say.
No, babe. No. Yeah. Listen, I've seen my cock when it's, do you know what I mean? It's just, and it's just all like, do you know what I mean?
I mean, I've seen
flaccid and fucking, I can't understand how that's attractive to anyone. However, vaginas always look quite inviting.
Yeah, but when it's just hanging out, yeah, all right. But when, do you know what? Let's move on. Let's move on before we don't have jobs anymore.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to discuss any more about...
I would happily. You know I fucking would. I'm there. But I feel like maybe all of our listeners don't need to hear about your flaccid penis.
Okay, well, I mean, you brought it up.
I did.
So, right, well, so what we're going to do then, now, following on from maintaining the spark, which I think we both had similar but slightly varied opinions on.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah, we do that quite a lot. And that's why I love you as a person.
Thank you. Why that silence was me namasteing and circling of trusting.
Circle
and caring.
Circle of love.
I can't catch up. You know when you're like, you want to just be a part of everything, but you can't quite catch up. That's how
you're that person. Yeah.
me.
So what we're going to do is, we're going to move on to playing Did It Happen?
Did it happen? Do you want
to
start?
Did it happen? To celebrate Happen being our sponsor, we're going to play the game that we played for the last 5-6 weeks, which is Did It Happen? Which is two stories from either our guests or from Cece and I, because we have done this before, and we're going to do it again today. Yeah. And the other one has to guess which one is true and which one is false. Cece, would you like to kick off?
All right, then.
Last time Cece and I played this, and bear in mind that anytime our guests come on, we always whinge at them because they waffle and we just want sort of like quick stories. Cece and I didn't shut up for about 40 minutes telling our stories.
I feel like we might do the same thing today, to be fair.
I'm going to keep mine short and sweet.
Are you? Oh, shit. Now I feel pressure. Oh, I just spat everywhere as well. That's how much pressure I feel. I'm really going for it today, aren't I? Can't catch up. It is caffeine. That's what it is. It really just does what I want it to. Right. Story one. So, recently I've been looking after a new friend, a dog. And this dog has given me lots of light to my life. One of the reasons she has done that is because she has a habit of running into half-naked men in the park. So I encourage this. So we go for a walk.
So what do you mean? Sorry.
Okay.
Carry on. No.
Oh, yeah. You can't. So, okay. So she, her name is Coda, and she is, her recall isn't brilliant. Okay. So when you take off the lead, she doesn't come back. So I generally keep her on the lead when it's been busy in the parks. But when there's lots of men, naked groups, I just let her off. Whoopsie daisy. And I go running into the crowd. And I go, I'm so sorry about my dog. You know, it's not my dog. I just look after it. But oh, my God. And they're like, oh, my God. And we have this lovely chat. So this guy had a dog and the dog's bonded. It was a bit like, what's that movie?
Lady and the Tramp.
Is it Lady and the Tramp? Yeah. And the other one, Cruella de Vil. Don't they do that? The Dalmatians.
Yes. Pongo and Purdy are the names of the Dalmatians in 101 Dalmatians. There we
are. You must watch that movie quite a lot, right? So,
I love dogs. I love Disney.
It's a nice film. So the dog's bond and this guy and I have a little chat, but I don't really think anything of it at that particular time. I just let it go and I go on my way and I call her back and, you know, and then every time there's a group of guys, I let her off again. A week later, I'm in the coffee shop doing an early walk with her and I'm meeting a friend. So I order my coffees and she isn't brilliant on the lead or nor is her recall. So I've got her lead tied around my wrist and the lady gives me the coffees and I say to her, Coda, stay, like, don't move because there's no lid and I want to put the lids on the coffee. Of course, she goes to run because then she sees the dog that we'd saw the week before with the group of guys. I remember dogs. I don't really remember humans, but I see the dog and I'm like, oh God, she knows it, but I've got my coffees. Anyway, the coffee's going everywhere and I'm like, Coda, come on. Blah, blah, blah. And this guy, the one that I'd met last week, says, would you like me to hold your coffees for you, or hold your dog for you? Will you put the lids on? And I said, so kind of you. So I put one coffee down, holds the dog. Anyway, put the lids on the coffee. And I, at that point, I'm still waiting for my friends. So the dogs are bonding, you know, kissing each other, doing lots of lovely things. And me and this guy have a chat. I then go onto my Instagram. He has then sent me an Instagram message. And since then, we have been on a date.
Okay. All right. So that's story one. Story one, I'm going to call pimping my dog. Story two.
So we love a New York story. So I thought I'd throw one of those in there. So I used to work at the bank, HSBC. I was there for many moons. I had lots of lovely clients. One of my clients always used to say, my son would love you. You should meet him. He's a great guy. Da, 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 da. fine, never got to meet him, but he would continue to say this. I happened to move to New York City. I bumped into somebody in a bar who was from London, and we have a good old chit chat. And when you're abroad, I don't know if you might do the same thing. If you're from the same country, you end up just spending more time with that person because it's a connection thing. Chat. 3 hours into the conversation, he says who his dad is. So the reason why his dad is quite well known, and he was a client of mine. I then said to him, I know your dad because your dad is my client. He has spoken about you and said that we should date. We ended up dating for 3 months. And the only reason it didn't last is because I flew back to England.
Okay. All right. So first story is called Pimping My Dog. Yep. Second story is called Pimping My Son.
Yeah.
Okay. right. My question for you on story one.
Yeah.
Where did you go on a date with this man?
Clapham Common.
Clapham Common, what, dogging?
Yeah, dogging. Yeah,
did you say yes?
Well, it was a dog walk, but yeah.
Okay. I don't have a question for story two because I know the answer to this.
Ah, fuckaroo.
Because you've told me it before.
Okay.
Which I'm really pleased about because story one sounds absolutely fabulous and magical, and I wish that was true because it does sound fabulous. And I haven't spoken to you this week, so it could be true because I don't know if you've been on a date this week, but I feel like you would have told me that. But I also remember you telling me about working at HSBC and about the guy and about New York and about dating him. So story two is true, story one is false.
Yeah, true. Yeah! But story one.
If that was true, though, what a fucking.
Okay, so it's all true, apart from we haven't been on a date.
Well, when we spoke. Oh, is it actually?
Yeah.
I love that story then.
So do I.
Because at the start of this, I said to you, how are you? And you went, oh, I'm high. I've had a good week. And then I thought, oh, maybe she has been on a date. Maybe she has. And then when you told me story two, I knew that was true. Are you going to go on a date with this guy then?
Maybe, maybe not. Yeah.
I don't think you should go on a dog walk.
Well, I don't have the dog anymore anyway, so no, I don't think we should go on a dog walk. I agree.
Yeah, okay, good.
Because then you become those people, don't you? Like, oh, the dog poo, yeah.
Yes, so, definitely go on the date. I'm pleased. Very happy.
Nice story, isn't it? And that is actually all truthful. And I did think, oh, this is meant to be because we bumped into each other. This isn't my normal dog walking time. This isn't it.
When can we go on a double date?
You tell me. I need to find a date first. You know that, don't you?
So do I. Can't we get someone to set us both up?
Well, we can always set each other up.
Why have we not done this?
I don't know. I feel like we've discussed it, but we haven't, have we? No. Okay, so there you go. I'm going to find you a date. You find me a date. Don't fuck me over.
Don't fuck me over.
Okay.
Can we actually do this? Because I think it'd be funny.
Same. Yeah.
I like this idea. Done. Okay. So that was yours. Love that. That's made me happy, both of those stories.
Okay. Yours going to make me happy.
Well.
No. Okay.
no, mine are quite nice.
Okay.
So, story one. This seems like a regular thing for me, but it's not. Okay.
Oh, he's bringing his papers.
Yeah, I've got. I don't know if I told you. I'm buying and selling a house and doing some bits this week. So I've got all solicitors things, but I haven't dropped them off yet. So I was doing it before.
Very important.
It's not important at all. I just don't understand what they're asking me for. Right. So I went on a double date a few years ago with a pal of mine, and we had basically done what you and I have just said, where we'd
right.
He basically had a girl who was a friend of his, and I had a girl who was a friend of mine. We sort of thought, you know,
yeah,
let's kind of criss-cross, do this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we go on this double date. Really nice. The girl we bought was really, really lovely. They'd been friends for years. I've been friends with the girl that I'd taken for years, and we'd sort of done, which seems like a bit of a weird way to do it, but anyway, that's how we did it. So we went on this double date, and weirdly enough, what actually happened was both of the friendships
Yeah.
So me and the friend that I had, who we'd always just been friends, there'd been nothing more, got jealous. But the girl that he was with got jealous as well.
Interesting, but jealous of...
So basically, I was with my friend who I'd known for 7-8 years at this point. And we'd just been friends. But she knew, obviously, I used to tell her about me dating and she used to tell me about her date and all that sort of stuff. But we'd never really seen, like, I'd never really got on with any of her fellas. She'd never really got on with anyone else since. We never really spent that much time kind of like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I don't know how long he'd known the girl that he was with, but we'd obviously bought the girls for each other.
Yeah.
As it turns out, the girl that I was with, who I'd known for quite a while, got quite jealous at me flirting with my friend's girl. We all got quite drunk, blah, 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 blah. And then I realised I was getting quite jealous because she then started trying to make me jealous with my friend, which you shouldn't do if you are just friends.
Okay.
You know, that's not a normal thing to do. But also, weird enough, so anyway, what happened from that was at the end of the night, really good night, nothing really happened, no one kissed anyone, none of that sort of shit. I got a text message when I got home saying, I don't know about you, but was that weird? I replied, yeah, I think it was a bit weird, wasn't it? And she replied, we should probably stop talking now. As in, not stop talking tonight, not stop talking.
Right. Oh, right.
Before we say something we'll regret, I'll talk to you in the morning. So I was like, yeah, absolutely fine, no problem. Then I sat there for about 15 minutes, thought, no, fuck it. So I rang her and was like,
God,
should we go on a date? And she was like, what? No, we've been friends for 8 years. I was like, listen, that's what you were getting at. That's what I'm getting at. Might as well fucking do it. Later that week, her and I actually went on a date. And we ended up seeing each other for about 4 months. And this was someone that I'd known 8 years. So you think that this isn't the fake part of it. My friend started dating his friend because they had exactly the same thing. But they started getting jealous about each other. So the two of us started dating our friends. It didn't work out too well and we no longer speak and I completely chucked away a relationship. But
little you story did think of the papers again. Okay. So story one, jealous.com. Story two, go.
Story two, I, as you know, I've done a number of dating shows on TV. Including yours. I've done Celebs Go Dating a few times.
Yes.
3 times, I think. And quite often the way Celebs Go Dating works is you go to a mixer and you can, you know, it's just a room full of women. You can go out and just talk to many women and pick in. It's my favourite part of it. Or the agents will set you up on dates and they might show you a picture and tell you about this girl and you go on dates with them. The second time I did it, they basically set me up on a blind date. So they didn't tell me anything about it. They said, you're just going to turn up, but we think this girl's going to be perfect for you. So I was like, fuck's sake. And I'd not been on a blind date on the show before. They'd not done it before.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I'm sitting there waiting for the date and you've got the camera set up and you sit there waiting. I'm thinking, oh God, who's it going to be? Like, are they going to be nice? Am I going to get on with them? This girl walks in. Turns out I've known her 10 years and I used to sleep with her about 10 years previous. But I'd always said to her, I'll take you on a date. And I never did. We just used to kind of see each other on nights out and sleep together now and then and whatever else.
Right.
So in the end, I managed to take on a date 10 years after I told her would on national television.
Oh, Pete, these are too good. These are too fucking good. So, questions, jealous.com.
Yeah.
You think actually you kind of answered everything in jealous.com. Okay, so blinddate.com. How long did it last after you had been on the date after the 10 years?
After the 10 years when we went on the date on national TV?
Yeah.
I took on another date on national TV because you had to go through the show and then I pied her off on TV.
I feel like number one is true and number two is...
Do you now?
Well, no, I think there's some... Oh, fuck, look at me trying to be right all the time. No, go on, fuck it.
Okay. Number two is true.
Oh, fuck you, you fucking fuck.
And number one, I completely and utterly made up. I was just waffling. I had no idea.
The whole thing.
That was just, I didn't know where I was going with it. I was just like, just keep talking, keep talking, keep talking. But yes, absolute bollocks. Never happened ever.
Do you know what got me is that right at the start you went, this is, and you giggled because you said this sounds like it's what someone always doing. See? You're fucking good, aren't you? It's really annoying. You did this to me last time.
But yeah, number two's completely true, yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway.
Anywho.
So that was Did It Happen, sponsored by Happn, and they were our dating stories that are kind of relating around fate.
Yeah.
Which is what Happn's all about. And if you are listening, you can download Happn on the mobile app store. Get easy. On it. Everything's open. Get out. Find yourself a date. Go and find the love of your life.
Now, we'll pass someone. Go.
What time of the day is it?
It is. It really, really is. And I feel it. I've just sat up.
Are you feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
Are you feeling it? Give me the feeling it, shoulders.
Feeling it.
We are fucking feeling it. We are feeling it.
Right. First, Vicky, my lovely dating story.
Tell us your story, Vicky.
Give it to us.
Give it to us now.
Disaster happened a few years ago. I had just come out of a 12-year relationship, so I was running a bit wild. My first night out at the pub, I met a guy who wasn't my usual type, but I was flattered. He had his tongue pierced and supposedly had a Prince Albert, so he said, so a penis piercing. We swapped numbers and we spoke for a month before arranging a date. During that month, he had sent me 3 pictures of his pierced penis and I liked the look of it. We met up at the pub and we got a wee bit carried away and ended up back in the toilets. So this was the perfect opportunity to see this pierced penis. I just remember looking at it and thinking, that's not pierced. Where's the holes for the piercing? Whose penis has he sent me? This isn't pierced. So I made a sharp exit and ran to the train station. He followed me. I had to sneak on the train. He had the cheek to phone me and be angry because I'd ran away. I asked him whose penis he had sent me, but he was adamant it was his and he just hadn't put his piercing in. He actually changed his number 3 times because I blocked him. He has gave up now. After I studied the 3 pictures, they were clearly 3 different penises, so I have no idea whose they were.
Yeah.
I just want to start with...
I know what you're going to say.
Dating story, Vicky. We were just left with Vicky. Didn't say where she was from, and we weren't expecting an accent, and what did we get? A fucking accent.
We got... I didn't even understand what she was saying. It was so good.
Oh, listen, I love a Scottish accent. I do. I believe that sounded Glaswegian.
I believe, I don't know, but I know it was somewhere up north.
Yes, I think that was Glaswegian.
Vicky, fucking hell, cock pictures galore.
Where do we start with that? So firstly, the look of the Prince Albert. Cece, have you ever experienced a Prince Albert?
No.
Being into contact with a...
pierced penis?
Yes.
No, I haven't, actually.
I like piercings.
Would you get your willy pierced? Have you got your willy pierced? Oh, you haven't. You got your willy pierced? No, you haven't. What are you doing? Why have your hands gone? It looks like you're going like that.
Sorry, I was just scratching. Cool. Yeah.
Have you really got your willy pierced? Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, so I'm going to ask all the questions. Have you really?
No. I really like piercings on women. So I love nipple piercings on girls. And I love...
Yeah, I'll settle for that.
I love clip piercing. I love it. But for me, obviously I'm a bloke, the thought of having my dick pierced makes me shudder.
So it makes me shudder and I don't have a willy.
It makes me shudder. Yeah. It just makes me shudder. Just the thought of it.
I want to know, like, what's this guy done then? Has he just gone on Google and has he just been like typed in pierced penises? Oh, that'll do. That looks like a good one in his eyes. Screenshot, send it on.
What I don't understand more than anything is that she said he had his tongue pierced. Now, she was obviously kissing him, so he must have had his tongue pierced. And I think you're right. That generally, it's a... there are certain people that look like they might... Obviously, I'm covered in tattoos, so people would assume that maybe if I told them that I had my fucking dick pierced, they'd probably believe it because I'm covered in tattoos. whereas you're very classically good-looking and very well put together. I look like a tramp type thing. Do you know what I mean?
I've got tattoos.
Yeah, but you...
I know. I get it.
But even you, if you said to me you had tattoos, I'd be like, really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So he obviously had a tongue piercing and whatever else. So what I don't understand is why he lied about having his dick pierced. I don't see what benefit that was. Unless, Vicky, that's you true, said yeah. to him, that, do you love dick piercings? And then he thought, oh, fuck me, I haven't got my dick pierced. I'll just send her some. But if you never mentioned that, Vicky, why on earth would you send a picture of a dick that's pierced when yours isn't?
Also, I quite want to know about the moments. They go into the toilet.
Oh, that, by the way, Vicky, I fucking love.
Well, but the
we
thing
went
is,
to the toilet. It seemed like a great moment to have a look at the dick piercing. Vicky, I love you.
But like, he's clearly got a semi, right? And they're all fully erect. And she's a, there's something's about to happen. I would, that's obviously going to like kill his get your words out. His, if you're stood there fully erect and a woman goes, actually, no. That's going to kill a bit of your confidence, right? And you're going to think, oh, what's wrong with my cock?
Well, it's not pierced like you told me it was.
Oh, God, no, not that.
But I think Vicky has every right to do. I just find it, if you are going to send dick pics, which, listen, I'll be honest with you guys, we've all been there. I don't, when I was younger, it may have been something that I have done. It's not advisable. Just because people get caught out sometimes. But why wouldn't you just send your own dick?
Well, maybe that's what I mean. Maybe his dick isn't as attractive. We talked about attractive willies. You know, maybe it wasn't as attractive as he'd hoped it
but
to
if
be.
You're hoping to see someone.
And clearly not, if she just walks away as soon as it's got hard.
If you're hoping to see that person or again or whatever else, then you've got to say, because otherwise they're going to go, well, that's not your dick.
Well, I don't know if I'd question it. If I was already down there, I don't know if I'd go, oh, where's the piercing? Unless it was a real fetish of mine that I just love a dick piercing.
But if you was already down there then, and then you thought you wouldn't question it and you just think that's maybe the dick. What about next day then, if you thought, look back at the pictures, well, that's not the dick.
Then I'd probably say like, oh, I noticed you didn't have your willy pierced this today and I was enjoying myself muchly. And yeah. I think it did get... It got weird when she had to block his number and he changed
three times.
That's all fucking weird. So yeah, something's like not quite right there. But I'm not sure if in the moment, unless I was studying it and I'd made it clear that it's a fetish.
You would fucking know it weren't pierced.
Well, I don't think I'd be like, oh, he hasn't got piercing in.
But I just find out I had the dick piercing conversation started because I just...
It must have been quite a big thing for them, right?
Yeah, exactly. And but that's the thing I don't get. If you told him that you like dick piercings and then he sent three pictures of dicks, three different dicks with piercings, I sort of get it.
Yeah.
Because then he's sort of going, oh, well, yeah, I've got a piercing too to keep you interested. If you never mentioned you like pierced dicks and he just sent three pierced when his isn't, why? Do you know what I mean?
For anyone that's just signed in now and has caught the end of what Pete just said, it is exactly what you think it is, by the way. So I'd go back 15 minutes or go to the top and listen in.
Welcome to the dating show sponsored by FUBAR. With FUBAR, sponsored by Happn. And we'll talk about everything. This week we've had dogging and dick piercings. That is it from this
that's
week.
That's it.
On the dating show. Listen, you can send us some of your stories or ask some advice or whatever it may be. Email us at thedatingshow@fubarradio.com. Also, you can get everything from The Dating Show from our home, our HQ, our hub, which is on Instagram, which is the dating_show. That's got little clips and it's got all the...
Follow us, chat to us, send us messages. We usually do a little poll as well, just to get some insight into you lot and what you like.
Yeah, we do all that sort of stuff.
We've got all of that.
We've got all of it, a little bit of everything. Thanks again to our partner, Happn. You can download Happn on the mobile app store. And genuinely, now is the best time for you to be doing that because, like I said, everything has opened up now. Get yourself back out there dating.
Get out there.
You've got to be in it to win it. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Get out there. Yeah.
And that's it. That's basically it from me and Cece this week.
That's it. I think we did good.
If you always do good.
You always do good.
You always do good.
Fuck it, we do good.
I'll tell you who's good. You're good.
Fucking hell.
It's you, fucking hell. Do you know you're the best? You're the best person I know.
Really?
You are.
Okay, well, I was going to do my circle of love for you.
Yeah, but what about you're the best person I know too, okay, Kate?
You're the best fucking person I know.
You're the best person I know.
No, you are.
No, you are.
No, you.
You are. Do you know what we are? We're in the circle.
We.
Of love. Goodbye.